Joining us now on Club 1220 KLBB is Brent Peterson, who is with the Washington County Historical Society. Brent, great to talk with you again.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, we want to talk about something going on this weekend. You're having a big fundraiser for the Washington County Historical Society. Tell us about it.
Well, we are having a wine tasting at Minnesota's oldest winery, which is the Northern Vineyards Winery right in downtown Stillwater on Sunday, April 7th from 3 to 6 p.m.
And that'd be a great way to follow up on some of the day's events going on at the historic courthouse earlier in the day. It's really been a big month of activity already for the Washington County Historical Society because you have closed the deal to buy a new place.
We have inked the paper, as they say, and we now own a building out on South Greeley Street, in which we have now leased it to the Minnesota Department of Transportation for the next 4 years.
And they will be overseeing the St. Croix River Bridge project from there. But in the meantime, that buys you a little time and brings in a little income for what the Historical Society is going to do with the building. What kind of long-term plans do you have?
Oh, we have all sorts of plans. Now, how many of these plans will come true, we don't know. But we hope to turn that into one of the finest heritage centers in the upper Midwest, if not the nation.
Well, last week you had your annual dinner, and from the members, how did your what kind of reaction did you get to the plans that are coming along?
Well, when our board chair, David Lindsay, out of Cottage Grove, went up to the microphone and said that we got the building, we had a standing ovation. It's been at least 7-8 years in the works to get us to this point. And although we own the building, we still need to fundraise to help pay for it and for the future renovations to make it into a museum.
Now, this event on Sunday, starting at 3 at Northern Vineyards Winery in downtown Stillwater, how can people get involved in it? How can they buy their tickets? How can they help you out at the Washington County Historical Society?
Well, there's several different ways. One, you could just come to the door on Sunday, and it's a $20 admission fee. Or you could buy your ticket right online on our website and get prepaid that way.
And on that website also, you can find all kinds of neat things that are going on and even books to buy.
Yes, so we have a shopping cart all set. All you need to do is pick out the history books that you like, put them in your shopping cart, and you can pay for them right in the comfort of your own home.
When is the Warden's House Museum going to be open for the spring?
Well, our spring open house is Sunday, April 28th. From noon until 4, and then is open for tours starting that following weekend.
And you can arrange a group tour by just calling the Washington County Historical Society?
Yes, you can talk to the site manager, who is Sean Paulus. And Sean, he will be able to arrange a tour anytime you'd like.
And when are tours going to begin at the Hay Lake School?
The Hay Lake School is opening up on May 4th, and to open it up this year, we are going to hold our first annual 5K Hay Lake Run, and you can get more information on how to join that fun on our website as well.
Okay, or call 651-433-4014.
Exactly.
Wine tasting event coming up Sunday at 3, Northern Vineyards Winery in Stillwater, and you can find out more information by going to the Washington County Historical Society website, WCHSMN.org. And
correct.
Brent, thanks very much. I hope you have a great event this coming Sunday, and get that new headquarters moving a little bit farther down the line.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you so much.